Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
The Royals rocking the footy on Triple M. Emma Lawrence, Ryan Gerler, Tony Squires with you. What a great pleasure to welcome to the show a man, of course, who has won a grand final, Mr. Craig Wing. G'day, mate.
G'day, gents. How are you?
Very, very well, thank you. What's your grand final day shaping up like? Where will you be?
I'm heading out there for the game. I wouldn't miss it for the world, but I've got a couple of corporate gigs that I've got to do through the day, and then lucky enough to score some good tickets to watch it front and centre.
Wingy, there's obviously a little bit of concern over who's going to wear the number 9 for your beloved Chooks tomorrow. What do you think's happening over there with Semi Verrills and Jake Friend?
Look, I think whoever gets picked will do the job, but if Friendy is fit, I know that he hasn't played much footy this year, but the level of experience and the calm head, been there, done that he brings to the team as a whole, particularly when times get tough, is invaluable.
Do you think they should carry young Verrills on the bench now that obviously Hargreaves is back?
Look, he's been it's a really, really tough one, and I'd hate to be Robbo in this situation because he's done such a good job, and he was integral to them being there in the first place, you know. But I think that's been one of the strengths of the Roosters all year is that they've used so many different players throughout the course of the year, and they've all gotten the job done, which says to me that the systems that they have in place back at the Roosters is not too dissimilar to what the Storm have been doing over the last 10 or 15 years, and that everyone knows their role, everyone knows what's required of them, they know the non-negotiables, and then they can build from there.
So is it safe to say whether you're tipping with your head or your heart, either way, you're tipping a Roosters win tomorrow?
Absolutely. I mean, look, I think a lot of teams find it hard to match it in the physicality department with the Raiders, and that's what they're going to bring to the game. They're going to be super, super physical. And I think for the Raiders, the longer they can hang in there, the better they'll be. But for my mind, I think the Roosters can match them in that department, even if they're a little bit behind. The game breakers that they have in their team, the skill and the execution and the way that they make you ask questions of yourself in defence time and time again, I think that's what's going to get the Roosters over the line.
You won a premiership 2002 with the Roosters, but of course Ricky Stewart was the coach at that time. I spoke to Glenn Lazarus during the week. He described him as the most competitive human he'd ever met. What was your take on him when you were there?
That's probably an understatement. He is super, super competitive and takes everything very, very personally. But he lives and breathes the emotions that the players feel on the field. He goes through all of that himself. I think he might have a little bit of an advantage there because he was part of our premiership campaigns when we were in those grand finals 4 times, and we lost 3 of them. So he knows what it's like to lose a grand final, even though it was a while ago, and hopefully he's thought of some things in and around that as to why we lost before, and hopefully he can, not too hopefully, but I'm sure he'll be trying to work on the Canberra team in that regard as well.
Well, you spoke about those 4 grand finals, Wingy. Obviously, there was 3 consecutive ones there. You got the 2002 title. You didn't get it in 2003. You couldn't go back-to-back. Why can this group go back-to-back?
Do you know what? I think it's more a case of, look, they see themselves as a completely new team. They've walked a different path this year. And I think one of the bonuses is that throughout the course of the year, they had some key injuries and they blooded a whole lot of players that have really had no experience in, not too much experience in big games in footy or in first grade. And they've really done the job, and they brought the enthusiasm and the attitude and the new blood throughout the year. And then come the back end of the year, they finally got a really fully fit and strong team, and they can certainly take it to another level.
I think one of the good parts about this time of year, everyone reflects on grand finals in the past and they put all of the old games on. Your favourite, no doubt, is when you got to lift the trophy, but is there another grand final moment just as a fan that you look back and you really appreciate just as a rugby league fan in general?
Another grand final moment. Actually, I remember just the ones that really stick out to me are the ones that Ricky Stewart used to play in for the Canberra Raiders, funny enough. He was one of my favourite players one of my favourite players growing up. So, you know, I always followed his career. As for myself, I've watched the 2002, but to be perfectly honest, since I've lost those other ones, I've never watched them since. So, caught a few minutes here and there when they pop up on Foxtel, but. And it's a strange one, and you'll talk to a lot of other guys that have lost grand finals. They don't really sit there and go over it because there's not really much you can get out of it.
So you would purposely, if it's on in the lounge room on the television, would you switch it off because you can't bring yourself to watch it?
No, not really. I just won't go out of my way to watch it. It's a real strange one. Like all other games, I'll happily sit there and watch, but you know, it just brings back those horrible memories of 80 minutes that have just slipped through your fingers. And I remember those two that we lost. It was, you know, you're out there and the game's going well, and then all of a sudden it's going against you, and then before you know it, the game's over and you're sitting in the change room thinking, where did that go? Can I go back out on the field and do that again? And it's the worst. It's the worst feeling you could possibly have in rugby league.
So that overshadows the win of 2002.
No, absolutely not.
Wouldn't you be thinking about 2002 all the time, wouldn't you?
No, 2002 is all I think about in the weeks, the weeks that followed that, or the off season that followed that. It was all time.
But Craig, I can absolutely understand that, and I've been watching this week. There was the guys who were involved in the 1989 grand final, which was absolutely heartbreaking for the Tigers, and those guys, legends who never won a premiership. So there was Ciro sitting there, blocking. Sitting there, and Benny Elias, and then in another room there was Mal Meninga, Ricky, and Steve Jackson watching that. And you could just see the pain etched on the faces of those Tigers boys as that second half unfolded and that game slipped away from them. So I absolutely understand the difficulty of watching something that you've lost like that, that means so much.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the thing that a lot of people tend to discount is that to get there, to get to the final dance, it's 11 months of hard work. There's a lot of hard work, there's a lot of sacrifice, but there's also a certain element of luck, particularly when it comes to injuries and things like that. Sometimes you can be the better team all year and you don't make it there at the back end, but there is a certain element of luck, and then it's just a case of everyone has to be on their game on the day, because regardless of your track record coming into the game, everyone's going to be putting their best foot forward. Everyone's going to be full of energy, full of adrenaline. They know that there is no second chance, and this is what it comes down to. And you know, if you get 13 guys in the same mindset, and it's a little bit more than the other team, regardless of how well they performed that previous year, then they could very well get done. And that's the beauty of the big game.
If you do see a weakness with the Roosters, or an area, let's say, that the Raiders could exploit, where would it be?
Look, I think they're gonna try and come hard and fast through the middle. But I do expect them sending a lot of traffic down Cooper Cronk's channel. He's a big key to the Roosters. Obviously, Luke Keary is very, very dominant and can pretty much run the team on his own. But I think the Raiders are going to have a crack down Cooper Cronk's channel. It's a hard one to get. He is a good defender in his own right. And he is very good at calling his players around him to sort of cover him a little bit.
He managed to hide for 80 minutes last year, mate.
Yeah, I know. But if they can put some of the bigger boys on him one-on-one, I think they've got a bit of a chance. And I dare say they'll probably be trying to come down the Keary's channel as well. But across the park, I think they're going to be hard to go over.
All right, Craig Wing, lovely to talk to you. Enjoy yourself tomorrow. Good luck for the Roosters.
See you, Wing. Enjoy the game and go to Tricky Day.
See you, buddy.
There he is, Craig Wing, joining us with some terrific insights. Plenty more to come on Saturday Triple M NRL.